Hello and welcome to Sacred Stories, the feast of Mary Magdalene and moving into trust with Grace from gracecontact.com. Today I'd like to read to you my own recollection and understanding of the story of Mary Magdalene. It is an old and long and often argued over and contentious story, but I'd like to share with you the way I understand it today. So this is the story of Mary, called Magdalene. It is said that she is the woman with the jar of alabaster, who carried the jar into the house where Jesus was. And she opened the jar and took out the costly oil within. The scent of the oil made its way throughout the whole house. The scent permeated everywhere. Some say that the oil within the jar was oil of spikenard, very beautiful, strong, powerful oil, and some say lavender. But the oil of nard was in the jar, and she anointed Jesus Christ's feet with the oil, and wiped it clean with her hair, and washed his feet with her tears. And while this was happening, others in the house criticized her, and said, "Why is she doing this with the costly oil? She could sell the oil and give the difference to the poor. Why is she in here?" And at the time, to have the hair unbound was said to be a very unusual or different thing to do. And so she has been also Mary Magdalene, if it is this unnamed woman, she is often called in this part of the Bible, has been conflated and called and archetyped with the sacred prostitute, with many aspects of repentance. And when we first see Mary Magdalene named in the Bible, it is said that Jesus was travelling about from one town and village to another, and the 12 apostles were with him, and also women who had been cured of evil spirits and diseases, and Mary, called Magdalene, from whom 7 demons had come out, and that Jesus had done this, and that she was now able to be a support to him of her own means. And some have said that this is showing that she was a great sinner and she repented, and some have said that this shows that she has suffered a great deal and that she found peace and found a path and found the divine and found a calling. But where we really hear a lot about her is at probably one of the darkest, most difficult times of her life. So at the time of the crucifixion and the resurrection, Mary Magdalene is mentioned many more times in the Gospels and is specified by name as a witness to the 3 key transformative, powerful events. She is a witness to the crucifixion, to the burial, and discovery the tomb was empty, and is sometimes said to be the sole witness to the resurrection. And it is because she was there and said and asked for her Lord when she saw what she thought was a gardener, and she said, "You know, the tomb is empty, where have you taken my Lord?" And asked 3 times again and again and again, and it was revealed to her that it was Jesus who had risen. This is what the Bible says and what is believed. And the overjoyed that this woman must have felt to see her Lord, her Saviour, her beloved there, and said that she ran to him, but he said, "Do not cling to me," because he was still maybe, had only just arisen with me, between life and death. But she saw on him the marks, the crucifixion. And then she was able to go to the apostles and inform the disciples of his resurrection. And because of this, she is called the apostle to the apostles. And later on it was said, you may have seen pictures of her with an egg, the red egg, and it is said that she was at a court and she was proclaiming the resurrection of Jesus and the Christian Gospels, and she was laughed at. And they said, that is as likely as that egg you happen to be holding just turning bright red. And it did. And this was called a miracle, and she continued to proclaim the Gospels. And this is a very special day, not only as her feast day, not only as a day celebrating women, celebrating the divine feminine, the Mary Magdalene, and the power within us, celebrating the power of speaking and of asking and of proclaiming and of taking care of oneself and loving and finding what works for us, even if we have 7 wounds or more. This is also an exciting day because this is the first year the church has celebrated Mary Magdalene with a feast day, so on par with the other apostles. So it's beautiful and it's exciting, and I'm so grateful to you for listening to this sacred story with me. I hope that it lands with you and that it resonates and brings you some support, some insight, and even just some more understanding of the history of some of the society and culture that you may be living in. Thank you for joining me. Do check back to gracequantuck.com for more sacred stories and other wellness goodies. And with love and blessings to you. Take care.